Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
There are a number of questions that individuals can and have asked with reference to the Holy Spirit. This one particularly deals with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and in this, as is presented, that we receive at the point of baptism. As I think about the Holy Spirit, to begin with, I want us to understand that I believe as you look to the religious community, to the religious world, there's much confusion out there with reference to the Holy Spirit. Why is that? In part because of the false doctrine that's there. And the false doctrine is there in largely due to the fact that most people do not study the Scripture as they ought to, as we must. Also, though, in the Lord's Church, I believe that we find there is confusion with reference to the Holy Spirit. Why do we find in the Lord's Church where the truth is taught? I believe that it's due to the fact that the Holy Spirit, not enough is taught with regard to the Holy Spirit Himself. For many years, I remember in the church as a young boy, not hearing really any lessons centered in and around the Holy Spirit. Why? I think in part maybe due to the confusion that's in the religious world. Or maybe these individuals themselves just was confused about the Holy Spirit. We must study every person or figure of the Godhead fully, and that includes a study of the Holy Spirit. As I looked in reference to the gift of the Holy Spirit, I approached this as if I had not studied it before, and I have. But the reason that I did so is I wanted to make certain that I was not overlooking anything. Most people in the religious world, and sadly some even in the Lord's Church, contend that the gift of the Holy Spirit is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon individuals, even unto this very day. And many in the church believe that the Holy Spirit literally dwells in individuals, and some even to the point to where they feel as if they are led by the Holy Spirit throughout life. And they contend that the Holy Spirit is given at baptism. I believe that the key to understanding this is found in reference to the gift of the Holy Spirit. Not the Holy Spirit Himself, but rather the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Greek word for gift is doria. And that same phrase or that same term is used in John chapter 4 and verse 9. In John chapter 4, Jesus is with the woman at Jacob's well, the Samaritan woman, and He says He has asked her with regard to a drink. And the woman is perplexed as to why He, being a Jew, is asking for a drink. And here's the way that Jesus responds to her in verse 10. If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked Him and He would have given you living water. The gift is living water. And Jesus Christ is the giver of that gift. And what is this living water associated with? Friends, I believe that it is in reference to the eternal life. As I look with reference to the Holy Spirit, I find that various places in and through, especially when it comes to the words of Christ, we find that the Holy Spirit is promised. We find that with the promise of the Holy Spirit, that some were going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We understand also that the Holy Spirit was going to be poured out upon elect, selected individuals, and then that the Holy Spirit came up on them. In this, this was in reference primarily to the apostles. And then in like figure, we understand that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given. I want us to understand what I just stated there. Through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given. Not the gift of the Holy Spirit, but rather the Holy Spirit Himself was given. When we look in reference to the Holy Spirit and the promise made unto the apostles, they received the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem at Pentecost. Why? Because this is where Jesus had told them that they would tarry. Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. And then we find them assembled together in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 3, all the way through the context of Acts chapter 2 and verse 5. And the context of Acts chapter 2, verses 1 and following, deals with the day of Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit will work through these individuals as they proclaim God's Word to bring the Lord's Church into existence. And I believe that this parallels back to what Jesus promised unto the apostles in reference to the power given to the apostles, and was speaking to others with reference to the power that was going to be given to the apostles in Mark chapter 9 and verse 1. He said, "Many standing here this day will not taste of death until they see the kingdom of God come with power." That power, I believe, was by the working of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the apostles. Again, with reference to the apostles, they were carried by the Holy Spirit throughout their work. Now, that does not mean that they were infallible. We know that these men were able of walking away from God. We know that from time to time these men even did things that was contrary to the will of God. I'm reminded of the Apostle Paul dealing with Peter in the book of Galatians chapter 2, if memory serves me correct. In that context, Peter, as the Gentiles, as he was in the presence of the Gentiles, welcomed them and engaged in fellowship with them. But whenever the Jews came along, it was as if he shunned the Gentiles. And Paul says that he withstood Peter to the face. Peter had messed up, even though he was led by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, even though he was upon Peter and the other apostles, these men still had free will, freedom of choice. The Holy Spirit worked through these men for the conveyance of God's message, to make sure that truth was taught and to make certain that the kingdom of God grew as God had proposed it would through the prophets and even through the working and teachings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Future Christians then were promised the gift of the Holy Spirit. Not the Holy Spirit, but rather the gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift that God promises man. I've got double gift there. The gift that God promises man is eternal life. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." This gift, friends, I believe, is stated in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through verse 14. And if you look to the context there, the Holy Spirit is given as an earnest or promise unto Christians that there is more yet to follow. And whenever we are baptized into Christ and we repent of our sins and we seek to live our lives in accordance to the will of God, and our life is lining up with the Spirit-breathed Word, God's inspired message, then hence we have that earnest or promise that as long as we continue to live our life with God's will, then there is more yet to follow. And what is that? Friends, that is eternal life. The gift is acquired in and only through Jesus Christ our Lord.